I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO.
In local COVID-19 news, health officials report 21 new COVID-19 cases from Friday through Sunday for Juneau. No one is at Bartlett Regional Hospital with an active COVID-19 case. One person tested positive on Friday who is connected to SIT-ET Shanach Glacier Valley School. 73% of Juneau's total population is fully vaccinated. Free vaccines, at-home test kits, and drive-through test appointments are available locally. More than 14,000 test kits have already been distributed, though Deputy City Manager Robert Barr says the supply may be limited.
This looks like enough to me based on our burn rate to carry us through the end of the calendar year. The supply that we're getting, it's kind of touch and go, right? We're getting enough to basically keep our distribution sites up and running, but not really enough to feel super comfortable about it.
He says these kits, which each contain two tests, are generally provided by the federal government to the state, which then distributes them to local agencies. Barr says these tests aren't as sensitive as the ones done at the airport or at the city's drive-through testing site, which means...
If you're suspected of having COVID, right, so because of a close contact or because you have a symptom, the guidance is if you test negative on the first one, to use the second one 36 hours later to have that extra level of certainty.
On the other hand, false positives with these tests are very rare. He says people with symptoms who test positive can trust those results. At that point, the advice for what to do is familiar.
Really, if you test positive on one of these, the advice isn't any different than what it has always been if you test positive at all, and that is to begin an isolation period.
Statewide, officials report 428 new people with COVID-19 Friday through Sunday with no new deaths. 65 people with COVID-19 are hospitalized, including 11 people on ventilators. For more information and resources, go to juneau.org/COVID-19.